In today's gospel reading, you heard probably the most famous line from John's gospel. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that to the end that all that believe in him should not perish but have eternal life. Any one of you who's been to any kind of athletic event or watched it on television knows about the signs, John 3:16. They are everywhere. Thank God nobody's holding one up right now. And it's a wonderful passage. There's two ways about it. The unfortunate thing is that it somehow diminishes the value of this chapter of John's gospel when you only pick a line out of the middle, because there's a context. It's a context that we find throughout Scripture. John 3:16 is the promise. This is God's promise to humanity in sending his son to the world. But our God is a tricky God. He doesn't just make promises, he follows them with calls. And so the remainder of this passage today is God's call to all of us. It is true that he sent his son into the world so that we could be saved, and that once that happens, it's promised forever. But the question is, what are we going to do about it? Just like our baptismal covenant, it's fine to say what we believe, but what really counts is what we're going to do about it. And so John goes on to show you the dichotomy of darkness and light in the world in which we live. He says that God came to call us to the light, but men have chosen the darkness instead. If you watch the news this morning, which I usually do on Sunday morning, apparently I like pain, we see stories of darkness over and over again, because there is much darkness in the world in which we live, just as there was in the world in which Jesus lived and in the world in which John lived. But there is a remedy. You see, the promise is the coming of Jesus, but the remedy is the call. In the process of being saved, we are called to the light. Now, John is very good in his gospel about pointing out what that means. It's a very structural and concrete kind of light. It's organized around things like mercy, love, kindness, forgiveness, all of those things. And the darkness is organized around their opposites: hate, separation, unjust acts, merciless behavior. And that's the contrast in this, from the beginning to the end of this gospel. The question in both the promise and the call is, which will conquer? And of course, we know the end of the story, don't we? We're fortunate. We know that it looks like darkness has conquered on Good Friday. What do we hear in the gospel story? As Jesus dies on the cross, the world becomes dark as night. But it's not the end, because the light triumphs on Easter, and we'll see that sort of triumph as we live out this Lenten pilgrimage in the great vigil of Easter. But what's the call to you and I, to people like you and I? Because we know during Lent, if we're being a little introspective, that each of us has a bit of darkness in our life. So are we supposed to expel it by becoming light? If your answer is yes, you've missed the point of today's gospel. Light is God. Darkness is humanity. And only God can expunge the darkness that lives within us. We Christians claim that that's what happens in baptism. As we pass through the waters from death to life, we are somehow transformed. And in my mind, I like to think that the reason we name things there is because we are changed by that act. We go from being plain, ordinary human beings to bearers of light. I like to think of myself as Keith, the light bearer. Which isn't to say that I don't have darkness in me, I do. But the light that I bear is not me, but the Christ light, which is coming into the world. Think about what it is we're doing here today. You know, we do this every week. I sometimes think that we take it for granted because we do it regularly. But we will have an altar call, folks. I know, those of you who come from that Baptist background kind of go, wait a minute. But that's what we do. We are called to come to that altar to receive the body and blood of Christ. And we believe that we are taking the real presence of Jesus into ourselves. We are bearers of light, light bearers in that moment. And at the end, Anne, serving as the deacon, will send us out into the world with that light which dwells within us. Light bearers sent into the darkness of the world around us to simply do one thing. Not to fix all the problems in the world. Not to save all the crazy relatives that we have. But to carry the light to places that are dark. We take that sacrament into ourselves so that we can give the light away. Because we can't give what we don't have, which isn't ours to give. And then we do that for the next 7 days and we come back again and the cycle begins all over. Light bearers, light bearers, light bearers. If you think the world is dark, then become a light bearer. I love the words from the Magnificat. A light to enlighten the Gentiles for the glory of your people, Israel. Our job is to enlighten the world, to take the light of Christ which lives within us and to share it. It's not a call to be a perfect human being. We will still have failings. We will still have sinfulness in us. But what did Jesus say? That the darkness can never overcome the light. So that as long as we act as light bearers, even our own personal darkness cannot overcome us. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to the end that all believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Amen.